The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Life Tips Show. Unfortunately, Byron is not with us this week. He is out skiing in Colorado for his weekly family trip, which is so awesome. I'm so jealous of him right now. But instead, we are joined by the lovely Marlene Cray, who is back with her monthly health update, which is great because honestly, I've been suffering from the world's longest cold. So I'm really hoping she's going to bring some tips today on how I can get over this. And we're also going to be talking about pH body balancing, where to find the acids in your life that can be replaced. So we're going to cut to commercial, and when we get back, we're going to have Marlene on.
Go behind the scenes of Life Tips with their Facebook fan page. Search for Life Tips Podcast on Facebook now.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan from the Daily Search Cast. You know, we love bringing you the news every day, and that's made possible by the sponsorship of BruceClay.com. They've just made Inc. Magazine's list of the fastest growing private businesses. They've exhibited and sponsored at my conferences from the very beginning. Bruce has got that long-standing search engine relationship chart, had been out there with the code of ethics, been a search engine expert in the field for ages. But did you know that Bruce Clay can do more than help you with just SEO? They can do PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding. Everything you need for success in the online marketplace, you can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years, offices worldwide, they've got answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Bruce Clay Incorporated.
Here's your bill. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, it's all right. I'll take care of the tab, Jason.
Well, thanks, Dave. How are you doing so well these days? It seems everyone's in a pinch for cash.
RevenueWire.com, that's how.
RevenueWire?
Yeah, RevenueWire.com is an all-in-one platform offering affiliates high-demand software from top-notch PC utility merchants. With 75% commissions, twice monthly payouts, incredibly accurate analytics tools, RevenueWire is making me more money today than I did in the last few years put together.
Even in this economy?
Especially in this economy. RevenueWire has a ton of great products to meet the demand. I'm telling you, this network is recession-proof.
RevenueWire, the recession-proof network platform. For more information, visit RevenueWire.com today. That's RevenueWire.com.
Does your website need a bailout? Looking for a conversion rate stimulus package? Do you need a website improvement to-do list?
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7, analyzing the actions of every potential customer. It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it so that more of your visitors do what you need them to do. On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month. See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
I'm Brian Eisenberg. And I approve this message.
SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm.
Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Hey everybody, we are back, and so sorry that Byron's not with us this week. He loves tuning in when Marlene's on. Marlene, are you here with us?
I'm here. Nice to hear your voice, although it sounds that you do have a cold.
I am so nasally, Marlene. I cannot kick this cold. I swear, I've had it for like 2 weeks now. I've done all the things that, you know, that your mom tells you to do growing up. I've done the chicken soup and the tea and vitamins, and it is just not going away.
I think we'll have to take that offline and do a protocol for you.
So do you have any great tips for anybody who's having trouble with kicking just the last of their colds?
Well, you know what's interesting is fresh lemon is amazingly alkaline, and it doesn't have the sugar that oranges do. And so everyone's always been told to drink orange juice, and actually that can have a rebound effect because of the high sugar in the orange juice. And so fresh lemon and water and stevia, and stevia is interesting because it's a sugar exchange, so instead of sugar it's a plant. And if you can pick it up at any health store, in fact, a lot of the mainstream markets have it now, and you want to look for a concentrated stevia because it's the healthiest and it doesn't have an aftertaste. You know when you have a good stevia, most people complain about stevia because it has an aftertaste, but good stevia, which would be a concentrated powder, doesn't. You can make lemonade, and what happens is your body will hold on to the water to make it wetter, so you'll hydrate more. And the lemon from the stevia will raise your pH, and viruses cannot live in an alkaline environment. And so you'll be raising the pH of your body water. At the same time, lemon also cleans out the gunk in your organs, so it'll start flushing from the, and you'll really get over the cold much quicker. Also, zinc, you know, zinc is builds your immune system quite quickly.
Really?
Okay, so you can pick up zinc tablets now and zinc sprays and all sorts of zinc.
How does grapefruit stack up?
Grapefruit, in its natural state, the yellow grapefruit is fine. The pink grapefruit has high sugar.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a hybrid. You know,
well,
that's the interesting thing about produce today is hybrid produce. You know, you've got a lot of different kinds of produce, whereas before we had one. It was organic before the end of World War II. Now we have genetically modified, and we have conventional, which has all the chemicals and pesticides, and then we have hybrids, which is the pink grapefruit is a hybrid.
Now, moving on to the acids that we were going to talk about today, talk to me about some of the acid exchanging that we were talking about earlier through email.
Yeah, and the last segment that we did was basically a cut to the chase explanation of how someone knows they're too acidic. And they know they're too acidic when they're experiencing symptoms like allergies and asthma, digestive issues, elimination issues, sleeping issues, either, you know, not being able to get to sleep or waking up a few times or waking up in the morning feeling like you haven't slept, pain where acidity settles, tiredness during the day, weight gain over a long or short period of time, maybe weight loss. And what it basically means is we don't have enough alkalinity inside ourselves to diffuse the incoming acid rain. And the acid rain would be from what we eat, what we drink, our stress, emotional issues, physical issues, and so forth. And so today we were going to talk about different shortcuts to literally increase our supply of alkalinity while decreasing our intake or our creation of acidity. So it's interesting because most of us know what we're doing that's too acidic. I mean, if chocolate is your poison, or, you know, if it's beer or coffee, you know, we all have something that we start craving when we become too acidic, and so it's self-perpetuating. It's called the cycle of imbalance. And so the more symptomatic you become, the more out of balance, you know, you become. So we were talking the last time about, you know, some different lifestyle changes and then also some different conversions. And so lifestyle changes would be pure water. You know, we had covered that. We had covered making dinner your healthiest meal, because what you really want to do is go to bed not digesting food so that your healing cycle can kick in. And that's something you really have to do when you have a cold, is you have to go through a healing cycle every night. And so you want to go to bed not digesting. And so the whole chicken soup idea, I think, came from you don't have to work hard to digest soup. Your body, you know, it's already pre-digested, basically. And so you're just pushing nutrition through your body. And so that's, you know, vegetable soups, low-heat crock-pot soups, even stir-fried vegetables or steamed vegetables. Rice would be the best rice, in my opinion, is basmati rice, whether it be white or brown, because your body can process it quite easily. And when you have a healthy dinner, and you go through the digestive process, and you're fully hydrated, and you go to sleep, you go through a full healing cycle. Otherwise, you don't. Your healing cycle will push itself off, because it can only happen when your body's completely at rest. And if you're still digesting, you're not at rest. So making dinner your healthiest meal is very important. And also, when you're eating, is to chew more. because the more work you do in your mouth, the less work your body has to do processing the food, so less acid that you're creating during the digestive and elimination process. Raw food has a lot of digestive enzymes. A lot of people today have digestive elimination issues. In fact, most disease and most symptomology begin in the intestinal tract and the colon, the elimination. And so it's really important to incorporate raw foods as much as you can, but you have to chew them until you've decimated them. You really want to chew so your body doesn't have to work. And then incorporate those enzymes, those raw food enzymes, in your digestive process. So you eat cooked and you eat raw, you know, together. And that might be a little controversial to some of the different other diets that are out there. But really, if you're chewing your food until it's decimated, you're getting the natural enzymes that will help you digest. The problem with eating cooked food all the time is pretty soon your body doesn't create digestive enzymes. Uh-huh. And so now it becomes a supplement that a lot of companies sell because, you know, it's an easy supplement to sell. So go to bed digested, use a lot of fresh lemon, use a lot of cold-pressed oil. So when you purchase oil like olive oil, look on the label and make sure it says cold-pressed or first-pressed. I happen to like avocado oil, coconut oil, sunflower oil, grapeseed oil, and they all have different heat temperatures, and they'll print them right on the label what the heat temp is. So, for example, avocado oil can go up to 500 degrees and not lose its integrity, and it becomes a food for the body. But if you were to use olive oil at 500 degrees, you'd destroy the integrity, and it would not be good for the body.
So, before we move on, I want to make sure I'm taking away the correct information from this with regard to raw and foods like that when I'm sick. So my body is having to work so much harder to digest, specifically at night. So that's why it's important when you're sick to eat lighter foods like soup and things that are in a lesser state, so that your body doesn't
have to
work.
The less your body has to work to process it, the easier it is for you to absorb the nutrition.
Okay, and then otherwise, when I'm healthy, I should be focusing more on a good balance of raw foods and foods that are harder to digest so that my body builds up those digestive enzymes, right?
Well, not necessarily harder to digest, but you can do a blended mix, you know, and still make dinner the healthiest meal, but now you can mix it up a little bit and just chew more and make sure you're fully hydrated during the day. Those are two really important tips. Using fresh lemon in salad dressings is just an incredible thing to do. You can use it with olive oil or avocado oil and a lot of spices. In fact, if you use fresh lime, that will trade out for lemon. Fresh lime, Italian spices, and olive oil will taste, and you emulsify it, it'll taste just like an Italian dressing, and it's phenomenal for you.
Honestly, I think that the recipe that you just gave, my husband and I make that all the time. We don't even buy store-bought salad dressing anymore. It's just not worth it. Because honestly, nothing does taste better than good olive oil and some citrus in a salad.
Mm, yeah, it really is a good blend, too. And, you know, either a wire whip will emulsify it or something like that. But if you can get it emulsified, it's just blended and it's creamy.
Awesome. Very good.
Well, simplifying your food preparation, you know.
It'll save you a lot of money in the long run in buying that store-bought salad dressing.
Oh, you can save a ton of money in not buying store-bought and in making your own sauces. On phbodybalance.com, there's probably 10 to 15 sauce recipes and another 10 to 15 salad dressing recipes just using citrus and different oils and different spices.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about that before, how different herbs can actually be food for the body, and we don't think about it that way. We think about them as flavorings, but, you know, how you use them is equally as important as what you use.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is I buy blends, you know, I'll buy different blended spices together, organic spices, and I use them as blends. So I don't have, you know, 100 different spices, but I might have 15 different blends.
Now, you were telling us last month, and I after the conversation, I couldn't remember exactly what you had said about it, but you were saying that when you're making a soup to put the spices in last so that they don't cook down and lose their integrity? Is that right,
and you'll get a bolder taste. So in other words, you could put rice in a bowl, put the spices on top of the rice, and then pour the soup on top of that.
Oh.
And you will pull in a much bolder taste. And everyone can have their own type of soup. You can use a, you know, a Italian spices. Somebody might want Italian. Somebody might want, you know, herbs de Provence, or someone else might want Mexican. And so everyone can have their own flavor with the same soup.
So it's really not vital to cook a soup with all the herbs at the time that you're making the soup. It's probably better to wait till after, right?
The healthiest would be the onions, garlic. Those, you know, those are going to be the, you know, and the real salt. And that's another thing. People can, you know, you think about salt for a minute. At the store, at the market, they sell iodized salt. What that is they harvest the salt, strip all the minerals out of it, then bleach it, and then sell it. Well, the mineral companies buy the minerals out of the salt, and then the salt's black, and then it's bleached and then sold as iodized. You can buy, there's several brands. Real Salt, R-E-A-L, is one. Another is Celtic. Another is different types of sea salts that have all the minerals in them. And those are all the body minerals that you need. And the price of the salt is very little difference. I mean, maybe $3, $4 for, you know, a container of salt. And it's so worth it because you can do a lot of things just to balance the minerals in your body with salt. And salt is, you know, your body's 70% water, and that is salt water. So real salt, the salt that they harvest and they don't strip, is the salt that you're made of.
Now, is there any difference? I've seen on the market, and my husband likes to go out and spend money buying different types of sea salt, but he's, you know, is there really any difference between gray sea salt and pink sea salt and sea salt infused with, you know, different types of herbs? Are there really any differences across the board?
There's differences in that, in how they harvest. So the pink salt you're talking about is Himalayan salt. And so Himalayan salt is harvested very rustically, so there's a ton of minerals in it. Real salt, R-E-A-L salt, is harvested rustically. And what rustically in this case means is that it's harvested and all the minerals are left in it. It's simply cleaned. And so when you ingest these different salts, so I'm with your husband, you know, I like different salts for different things too, but when you ingest these salts, your body absorbs the minerals and will balance your small minerals in your body with it. In fact, if you take a couple of tablespoons of that salt and put it into warm water, you can cleanse with it. You know, to heck with buying laxatives at the store, that real salt will do it every time.
Wow. All right.
Uh-huh.
So if you were to do a cleanse, what proportion of salt to water should you use, and how often?
Well, it's on the website because it depends on your body, you know. So you kind of have to play with it a little bit. But I think safely a couple of tablespoons in 4 to 6 ounces of warm water.
Okay.
Now this is not the iodized salt from the store. We're talking about the sea salt mineral salt.
And would it help to add a few drops of lemon juice to that?
No, it doesn't matter. No, not for cleansing. Okay. But what I was going to say is if you have a cold or you're not feeling well, a half a teaspoon of salt in warm water a couple times a day will balance out your minerals as well.
Okay.
So that will actually make you feel better.
Well, that would be nice, because I'm telling you, this cold is just nuts. It is fighting back.
Sometimes when you get upside down, it's not like you fall off a cliff when you become too acidic. You're not just like falling down. pH is an interesting phenomenon because it's compounded. The scale is 0 to 14. 7 is neutral. Below 7 is too acidic. Above 7 is alkaline. But 6 is 10 times more acidic than 7. 5 is 100 times more, you know? And so the scale compounds itself, so it's kind of like you go down on a spiral. So to get back up, you have to top load, you know, or what I call front load. And so the hydration with the lemon is really important. We talked about that before. How much do you drink, you know? And so drinking a lot of the lemon water is really critical. And eating food when you're ill that you don't have to work it digesting is also important because that helps you get your pH up faster. But it's true. Viruses can't live in an alkaline environment, so all you have to do is change the environment.
Yep.
Sometimes we call cold's cleansing. It's actually not a virus. It's your body cleansing from an activity. So oftentimes it happens after the holidays, and your body is just cleansing because it's trying to get rid of all the extra junk you put in. Or if you go away for the weekend and you just, you know, eat and be merry, or eat, party, and be merry for 2 or 3 days, you know, the next week you may feel like you have a cold because your body's cleansing from all that extra activity. So now I guess we need to ask, what have you been doing?
Cold, it is part of the healing process. It's your body healing itself from all these things that you've put in that it doesn't want, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. It's good information in a time when we're, you know, I feel like every time we transition from winter to spring, I always catch every cold that comes my way.
Yeah, and that's interesting because, you know, you also change your diet from winter to spring. And you
really?
Also increase hydration in the spring from the winter. You know, it's almost like we, especially where you're at, you know, it gets pretty cold. The other thing is you want to make sure your vitamins and minerals aren't synthetic. They've got to be from a whole food source. You know, your body's designed to absorb nutrition from food. And so if you take over-the-counter supplementation and it's not from a whole food source, you're not really going to absorb it.
Right.
So you just want to check that because a lot of people will take a lot of different things and they're not absorbing it anyway. And then the other thing is you want to be able to convert your acid. You know, some of the biggest shortcuts we can make is finding out what our weakness is. So say it's coffee. I mean, there's a lot of people that love coffee. Look at all the coffee houses. And one thing you can do is cold brew your coffee, and it becomes a concentrated syrup. You put that in the bottom of a cup and add boiling water. It tastes just like fresh brewed. But the acidity has been reduced 60 to 80% depending on the type of coffee you're using and which cold brew system you're using. You know, at pH Body Balance, I like the Filtron because it has a wool filter, so it basically cuts out most of the acid. And it stores like 6 weeks, so you only make this concentrate once a month. And it's just a super easy way. And what's interesting is a lot of the coffee houses like Starbucks and so forth, if you ask them for their cold brew when they make your coffee, they have it there to make for all the cold coffee drinks. And they'll add boiling water to the cold brew and make it for you there, too.
Oh, well, there's a good tip for you.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then sodas. You know, a lot of people, their acid is Coke, 7-Up sodas. You can use that same stevia I was talking about earlier. And for the kids, what I make is black cherry soda, so I'll get a black cherry concentrate juice, add stevia and sparkling mineral water, and it tastes just like black cherry soda. I do the same thing with ginger juice and make ginger ale. I'm working on Coke, you know. I do lemon lime.
Pretty well.
I do like a 7-Up with lemon lime and stevia, and that tastes like 7-Up.
So,
I don't know. You know, Coke is like one of those things. It's pretty hard to duplicate that in the natural world. But I want to talk about meats, you know, and the digestive issues with that, because the meat today is a lot more degraded than it was, you know, 50 years ago. And it takes a very long time for the body to digest red meat. And so one of the things, and a lot of people really like it and don't want to give it up, and I suggest to them, don't do it at dinner. If you're going to eat meat at all, do it in the middle of the day. You know, now they're saying it's average a couple days to digest red meat. So at least in the middle of the day, you're going to get the worst of it over before you go to bed at night. But here's kind of the scale. It takes more digestive action to digest red meat than chicken, more to digest chicken than turkey, more to digest turkey than fish, and more to digest fish than vegetables. And so I say, you know, you have to pick your poison. I would much rather see somebody focus on dinner as their healthiest meal, increase their hydration, their lemon lime, their good oils, maybe cold press their coffee, and not worry about during the day so much, you know, not worry about. Because you don't want to set yourself up for failure, you want to set yourself up for success.
Well,
and then you've got fish, you know, the best.
I'm taking notes on everything because I swear I'm going to use all these tips to beat this cold. And, you know, I wonder how Byron's doing in Colorado. I wonder if he's going to, you know, traveling. I find that when I travel a lot more, I pick up all sorts of colds and things along the route. So I wonder if he's going to come back in top health.
Well, what happens when we travel is we do things outside of our normal life, and so our pH will drop out, and then if we inhale or swallow an antigen and our immune system's not really strong, it's not going to be able to kill it, and then it'll grow. And that's what's, you know, part of the upside-downness. So you want to, when you travel, you really want to do a lot of lemon and lime and water, which isn't hard because hotels always have it, you know. Uh-huh. I'm all about, I think if you can find the right shortcut for you, you know, you identify the shortcut. You know, weight gain, I think in America, 67% of the people are overweight, and of that, you know, I think 50% are considered obese, which is like over 35 pounds. And yeah, one of the things that happens when you get upside down, and I believe that weight is not a food issue. I believe it's an acid issue. And your fat cells are like the soldiers of your body, and they're going to suck up all the acidity to protect your organs so that the acid doesn't go through and hurt your organs. And so one of the things that happens as you become out of balance or too acidic is you have tremendous cravings, and that's because you've got different microorganisms growing, and they call out a brain signal that says, you know, your brain converts it to what you like. So if you like chocolate, that's what you're going to crave. If you like beer, that's what you're going to crave. And one of the things that works really well, it's a new product out since January, it's called Thai Slim, and it cuts that brain signal to the craving. And to me, what happens when you can lower the voice of the craving, you can hear the voice of the body. And when you don't have the craving, you can hear your body, and you can hear what it wants to eat. The cravings will sometimes get louder and take advantage of that, you know, and also suppressing the appetite. And so every once in a while, there's a product that comes along that's amazing for something. And this Thai Slim is amazing for weight loss. It's also good for performance, but it cuts the cravings. It suppresses appetite. And the other thing is it's got maybe, I think the company lists 25 or 26 health reasons for digestion, elimination, all these different things that it helps with. And I think it's important for people to get that weight gain is not necessarily, I mean, you can meet 10 overweight people and 8 of them aren't eating too much.
Right, right.
It's a cycle of imbalance. And so sometimes you just have to find a shortcut to cut that cycle, to break that cycle, to get back onto track again. And so that's what pH body balance is. Break the cycle, make some small changes, convert a few things that make the biggest difference. You know, any group, any organization, 10% of the people do 90% of the work. It's the same thing with pH balance. If you can find the 10% that do most of the work for you and keeping you balanced, focus on that. Don't try to change your life. You know, don't look at how many times we fail when we start a new diet. I mean, that's the history of this country. 20,000 diets later, I'm still looking for the most perfect diet, you know?
Right.
And really, it comes down to being too acidic.
Well, Marlene, I always love our conversations because I always learn so much. And, you know, I certainly hope everybody takes a lot away from as much as I do away from these conversations with you. They can also come and learn a little bit more at phbodybalance.com. Is that correct?
Yes, and we've got a newsletter if they'd like to sign up for that. It's free, and I send them, as I research and find things, I share it.
Uh-huh. Well, I would encourage everyone to go sign up because the newsletters are great. They always have tons of great recipes and updates and news in the world of health. And do you have any ideas for what we can talk about when you're on next month?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could just talk about cleansing because that seems to keep coming up in all of our conversations. So I was thinking we could talk about, you know, how to detox, how to cleanse, you know, exactly what it is and what it's about. Because cleansing's subjective. You can cleanse passively, you can cleanse aggressively, you can put limitations on things, or you can do some food things, you can do some product things, but, you know, it's a big subject, and I think it's something that a lot of people want to hear about.
Sounds good to me, Marlene. I look forward to it. I'm going to let Byron know so that he doesn't miss next month's conversation.
And maybe we can talk about different, you know, purees and the nutritional values and things like that if people want to get into that. We'll see what we get on the emails.
Good. Sounds good to me. All right. Thank you so much for joining us this week. It's always a pleasure to have you on. And you will be on next month, the third Wednesday of the month. So everyone mark your calendars for the next health segment from Marlene Cray. And otherwise, thank you very much, Marlene. And we will be back next week. Byron's not going to be with us next week. He's going to be at the SES show. But
just a cat about town.
Well, have a good week, everybody, and take care. And we will see you next week.
Thank you, Amanda. Bye-bye.